And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's go straight to the back to the phone lines. We have another phone call on here.
Yep, we got Sue from Wisconsin.
Hello, Sue. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's Friday. I'm not so happy with Mike Johnson and some of these other Rhino Republicans, but, you know, it's Friday. I guess that's the good part of it.
I was working, so I didn't get to see the actual coverage of the newscaster who was, you know, talking about the man setting himself on fire.
Right.
But I could hear it, and she, to me, sounded, you know, really frantic, but almost, my first impression was it was almost fakey, you know, her panic and everything. And I'm not, you know, denying that he did it or anything like that, but I'm thinking, you know, how these suicide bombers and things like that give their lives, you know, for to do things like this. I'm thinking it was maybe a person like that who set themselves on fire. But my thought is that what if they were doing it to kind of get the attention off of Trump and this phony trial? Because it just seems that every day that the trial goes on, more and more things are coming out on how absurd these judges are and these lawyers and the different things that they're doing to Trump. And it, you know, with his polls keep going up and up and up,
mm-hmm.
It seems to me like maybe they're trying to get attention off of that.
Let me ask you a question. Then why would they do it in front of the courthouse? Because now it's bringing more attention to it happening in front of the courthouse where President Trump is.
True, but if we're not hearing a lot about what's going on in the courthouse, you know.
Yeah. I see your point. It's just, for me, it draws my attention to why are they doing this in front of the courthouse where Trump is. So, for me. But I do see your point. They do a lot of distractions constantly. And I'm not saying that this is not a distraction. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is their attempt to try to distract from President Trump being in the courthouse and doing a terrible job at it.
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying my first impression was that maybe that was,
yeah,
you know, a reason why they were doing it.
No, you know, I think you're on to it, too, because when we first looked at it, I said, why'd they do this? Are they trying to distract from President Trump? Because, you know, President Trump comes out and he tells everyone the truth of what they're doing mm-hmm. to him. Is this possible that they're doing this to try to distract from President Trump and just focus on this now? I mean, but personally, I think they could have gone back to the Israel, you know, embassy and, you know, set themselves in front of
fire
there again. Because it would have been the media would have been talking about it again.
I can't even believe that the person is only in critical condition. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't pass away. That was just crazy.
Right.
Well, it's almost sad that they didn't.
That's what I told Will. I almost would be like, if not that I would ever do that, but if I was that person, my thinking is, you want to die. Like, you don't want
the pain
to save
stop,
your life.
Maybe
exactly.
Yeah, that could be the case, too.
Because the pain just could be ongoing now.
Well, and let me say this, too.
Exactly.
Not to be insensitive about this at all, but at least these people are not involving others' people when they're trying to kill somebody.
Take note. If you're going to do this.
I agree.
Yeah.
Take note. If you do this, somebody could save your life and you could live with this pain forever.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, or it could be an opportunity for the person to repent and ask for forgiveness,
There's that
opportunity, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's so many ways of looking at things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an accident. Somebody across the street from the accident saw something completely different than the person that was in front of the accident, you know? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I mean, there's... From different angles.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways of seeing things, I guess. All I have to say is I sure hope that we can get Trump back in there because this country is not going to survive without him.
100% it's not going to survive. And the Democrats don't want it to survive. So they're going to do everything they can.
Yep.
So, well, thank you so much for the wonderful call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Sue.
You too. Thank you. God bless you.
All right,
you.
Take
God
care,
bless.
Sue. God bless. Okay, Shannon, you said you found the doormat?
Yeah, look at it.
Okay, can we put it on the screen? Let's make it full screen. Put it on the screen. Wow, look at that. And it has my name at the bottom of that? Dude, no, come on.
Will's geeking right now. Will's like, oh, come on. I want that. I want the doormat.
Trump is in, I mean, it's like I'm endorsing Trump and he's endorsing me at the same time.
There
look
you
at
go.
It. This is, and this is on their official website, Will Johnson?
Yeah, thank come you. On. Thank you, Eric, for sharing that.
Come on.
Sharing
that is awesome. Look at that, everybody. You know what this says?
What's that?
Trump has been watching. Trump is watching Frank's speech right now. That's what I'm telling you. That's what this means.
This is one way to keep away solicitors. Yeah.
I'm a Trump supporter, so you know what's on the inside of the house. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You know, and Trans Tifa, be warned. BLM, be warned.
No funny business in this
no
house.
Funny business here. Okay. Let me play this really quick because this is something that really needs to be addressed. This is Mike Johnson. I think Mike Johnson has basically sold the country down the river, and I'm upset with him. I don't know what happened to him. They got to him in such a short time, and they're just basically he's doing the will of the Democrats. Just listen to some of this, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, we're happy that the rule passed today. We look forward to final passage on the bill tomorrow. I think there's a couple of things that are important to remember here. We did not pass the Senate supplemental bill. The Senate was sent effectively as a blank check for foreign aid, and that is not, it did not comport with the policies or the process in the House. It was a better process to break the bills into four separate measures for consideration, and that is what we will have tomorrow. Everyone can vote their will and their constituents' desires on the Israel aid, the Ukrainian aid, the Indo-Pacific, and then our fourth national security package that has all of our innovations in it. Because we did this process, we got a better outcome.
Okay, I mean, so we didn't get a better outcome.
No,
let me just
we didn't.
Tell you what happened, Will. Because Johnson knows he cannot get this passed, right, on just a fair vote, the Democrats on the what do you call it,
the committee.
Rules Committee,
uh-huh,
made a rule to where four of the Republicans' votes will not count for each one of these supplemental bills. There's four of them. So that means we are no longer in the majority. They literally eliminated what they would call the extreme MAGA vote.
Right.
They eliminated it so it can pass with just all the Democrats voting. Now, this is why people are mad, because how can you, one, take away their voice, their vote, right, when we have such a slim majority? But now people are upset because they're saying that Mike Johnson did this deal. This is a Schumer move right here,
yes,
right? This is unprecedented
again.
He made
a deal with Schumer.
That this is a Schumer.
It's McCarthy 2.0.
Hakeem Biden bill. That's why Biden and Schumer are so much behind this.
They're praising Mike Johnson for
Johnson
this right
is
now.
Using the Democrats to get this passed, not the Republicans.
Because Mike
Shame
Johnson wants
him.
To make it look like, you know, Mike Johnson Shame has been him. Coming out talking about funding for Ukraine all this time, too. And he said, well, we need to shut down the border, but then we still need to do funding for Ukraine. And he says that he went into the SCIF and got actual information about what Putin is doing. Really? Shouldn't we cross that road once we get there?
Then sell it to your Republican
shouldn't
base.
We, yeah, shouldn't
sell
we?
Sell it to your Republican
instead
party.
Instead of giving Ukraine money, won't we cross that path with
because
Putin at that point? If Putin decides to attack NATO at that point, then we cross that path. But until then, don't assume anything. You shut down the border. He That was one of the biggest things that he was saying he was going to do.
He said, we're going to die on the hill of the
yes.
border.
He said, we're going to die on the hill.
He didn't.
Actually, maybe it was a little hill, and he didn't realize that it was a mountain.
There's nothing
and
in here.
He didn't want to climb the mountain.
To secure our border.
Nothing.
But there's 300 million, I think they said in here, to secure the Ukraine border.
Ukraine
what is wrong?
Comes first. United yep. States of America comes last. Even to Rhino Republicans.
This was one of the only things we had in our favor to we could hold against the Democrats to get our border fixed. And Michael Johnson caved. What a sad day for the Republican Party, for Congress, yep. and for our government just as a whole, because this is, once again, them doing this, making this move in the Rules Committee hasn't been done before.
No, it's never been done. It's the first time in the history.
Now
right?
they
first
set
time in the
history another of the United States of America. Dangerous to, precedent to our understanding, in our country.
To understand, it's the first time in American history.
I read
history.
That in an article that they
it's
said
the first
this
time. They've never done this.
Yeah.
And they're taking the opportunity to do it now. This is because they see this is the last ditch effort that they have to do everything they can to destroy this country. Mike Johnson should be ashamed of himself that he actually gave in to them. And he calls himself a Christian. As Christians, we're not supposed to be weak in the knee. We're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to stand strong in our faith and believe that God is with us. Or you don't have faith at all. Or you don't have it at all. Do you think that Moses was weak? Absolutely not.
He didn't give in to Pharaoh.
Absolutely not.
Pharaoh tried to bargain
with him. Do you think Christ was weak? Absolutely not.
Yep.
Absolutely not. There's strength in doing the right thing. And when you have the evil ones that are at you because you're doing the right thing, then so be it. Allow them to be upset. Allow them to be upset. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Absolute Truth with Emma Robinson's coming up next. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.